Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh,
David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, and his friends, going forth on the day.
Continuing forth reading the Word of God. Hallelujah. Genesis to Revelation. And first and foremost, I want to give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is. Hallelujah. And all of what he's done. For God truly, truly is in a blessed business. Hallelujah. And he still stands on throne. And he's interceding on behalf of each and every one of us who have fallen short along the line. We know that through prayer, God changes things. We pray in the name of Jesus on today that we continue to move forward in the Word of God, giving praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our understanding your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, we give honor and praise to God for who's the head of our lives. In the name of Jesus, honor my wife, Lady Diane. I also want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you joining in on today. We're coming out of the book of Numbers, staying for us, chapter 28. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 28, Book of Numbers, and the Word of God says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel to say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me shall ye observe, to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, This is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto the Lord, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day or for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at evening. And the tenth part of an ellah of fire, flour for a meat offering, mingled with the fourth of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor and sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And a drink offering there of shall be a fourth part of a hen for a one lamb in a holy place. Shalt thou call the strong wine to be poured into the Lord for the drink offering, and all other lambs shalt thou offer at eve as the meat offering of the morning, and as a drink offering thereof thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And on the seventh day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth bills of flour for the meat offering, mingled with the oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginnings of the month ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths doves of flour for the meat offering, mingled with oil for one bullock, and two-tenths ewes of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one ram, and a tenth ewe of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord. And their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine unto the bullock, and a third part of a hin unto the ram, and a fourth part of hin unto the lamb. This is a burnt offering of every month throughout the month of the year. And one kid of goats for a sin offering unto the Lord shall be offered. Besides the continuing of burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. And in the 10th day of the month is a feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall the holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of service made, a sacrifice made, burnt offering. In the first day shall be a holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of trivial work therein, but ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year, they shall be unto ye without blemish. Their meat offering shall be a flour mingled with oil. 3/10 ewes shall ye offer for a bullock. 2/10 ewes for a ram. A several tenth ewes shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these besides the burnt offering in the morning, which is in a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days a meat of sacrifice by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no trivial work. Also on the day that first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord after your week, be out. Ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall have no trivial work, but ye shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year. And their meat offering of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 unto 1 bullock, 2/10 yield unto 1 ram. A servile 10th yield unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 kid of the goat to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer then besides the continual burnt offering and his meat offering, they shall be unto you without blemish and their drink offerings. And in the 7th month, chapter 29. And in the 7th month, on the 7th day of the month, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no surreal work. It is the day of blowing the trumpet unto you. And ye shall offer a burnt offering of 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be the flour mingled with oil. 3/10 ewes for the bullock and 2/10 ewes for a ram. And 1/10 ewes for a lamb throughout the 7 lambs and 1 kid of the goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you besides the burnt offering of the month and his meat offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and their drink offering according unto their manner for the sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month a holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your soul. Ye shall not any work therein. But ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be flour mingled with oil. Three-tenths deal to the bullock of the two-tenths deal, one ram, Israel. Tenth deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs. One kid of a goat for the sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement and the continual burnt offering and the meat offering of it and their drink offering. And in the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have the holy convocation. Ye shall do no surreal work, and ye shall keep the feast unto the Lord 7 days. Ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish, and their meat offering shall be a flour mingled with oil, 3 tenths deal unto every bullock of the 13th bullock, 2 tenths deal of each ram of the 2 rams, and a several tenth deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goat for the sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And one on the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs for the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offering for a bullock, 4 rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and 1 kid of goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof, and their drink offering. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 12 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams and for the lambs shall be according to the number after the manner. And 1 goat for sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and in their drink offering for the bullock and the ram, and for the lamb shall be according to the number after manner, and 1 kid of the goat for a sin offering, besides the continual meat offering, the burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 10 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering, and their drink offering, and their bullock for the rams, for the lambs shall be according to the number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the sixth day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs for the first year without blemish, 3 meat offering and their drink offering, according to the number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the seventh day, 7 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the rams and the lambs shall be according to their number and their manner. And the goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering and his drink offering. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no surreal work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering and sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, one bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and drink offering for the bullock, for the ram, for the lamb shall be according to the number of manner. And one goat for sin offering. Besides the continual burnt offering is his meat offering and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord and to your sight and your set feast beside your bowls. And your free will offering, for your burnt offering, your meat offering, and your drink offering, and your peace offering. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Numbers chapter 30. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes according to the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. If a man bow a vow unto the Lord and swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith her she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father dissolve her in the day that he heareth not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith forgive her, because her father disallowed her, and if she had at all a husband when she vowed or uttered aught out of her mouth wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vow shall stand, and her bonds wherewith shall bond her soul. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she avowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bonds her soul, of non-effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow in her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she shall vow in her husband's house, or bond her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith her teeth bond her soul shall stand. But if her husband had utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceeds out of her lips concerning her vow, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establishes all her vows or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them because he has at her in the day that he heard them, But if he shall any way make them void after that he has heard them, then he shall hear her iniquity. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between the man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house. Chapter 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterwards shalt thou be gathered unto thy people. And Moses spake unto the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves unto war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian, of every tribe of thousands throughout all the tribes of Israel, shall ye send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, a thousand of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to war in thousands of every tribe, them and the Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the war with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites. And the Lord commanded Moses. Moses and they slew all the males. And they slew the king of Midian besides the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi and Rechem and Zur and Hur and Reba, five kings of Midian. Balaam, also the sons of Beor, and the children of Israel, and took all the women of the Midianites captive, and their little ones, and took all the spoils of all the cattle, and all their flocks, and of all their goods. And they burned all their cities wherein they dwell, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil unto Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and unto the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the outer plains of Moab, which are by Jordan near Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them without the camp. And Moses was worth with his officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, Hey, have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of fear. And there was a plague amongst the congregation of his Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with them. But all the women, children, that have not allowed a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. And do ye abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, whosoever hath touched any slain, purifieth both yourselves and your captives on the third day. And on the seventh day, purify all your raiment and all that is made of skin and all work of goat hair and all things made of wood. And Eleazar, the priest, said unto the men of war which went to the battle, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver and brass and iron and the tin and the lead, everything that may abide, the fire, shall make it go through the fire. It shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified by the water of separation. And all that abideth not the fire, ye shall may go through the water. And ye shall wash your clothes on the seventh day. And ye shall be clean. And after ye shall come into camp." And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the thumb of the prey that was taken, both of the men and of the beasts, thou and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into the two parts between them that took the war upon them, who went out to battle, and between all the congregation, and lay a tribute unto the Lord of the men of the war which went out to battle on a soul of 500, both of the person and of the steed, and of the asses and of the sheep. Take it of their halves and give it unto Eleazar the priest for a heave offering of the Lord of Israel. As thou shalt take one portion of 50 of the persons, of the beeves, of the asses, and of the flock, of all manner of beasts, and give them unto the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, did, and the booty, in the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 threescore and 12,000 and 61,000 and 32,000 persons in all, women that had not known them by lying with them, in the half which was a portion of them that went out to war was the number of 300,000 and 730,000 and 500 sheep. And the Lord tribute of the sheep was 603,015. And the beeves were 36,000, of which the Lord tribute was 612. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Lord tribute was 601. And the person was 6,000, in which the Lord tribute was 32 persons. And persons gave a tribute which the Lord hath offering unto Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel half which Moses divided from the men that were warred, now the half that pertained unto the congregation was 300,000 and 3,000 and 7,500 and 30 and thousand beeves and 30,000 asses and 516,000 persons, even of the children of Israel, half thou, Moses, took one portion of 50, both of men and of beasts, and gave them unto the Levites, which kept the charge of them, tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses, and the officers which were over thousands of the host, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, and came near unto Moses. And they said unto Moses, thy servants have taken the sum of the men of war which are under our charge, and there lacketh not one man of us. We have therefore bought an oblation for the Lord, and every man hath gotten of jewels, of gold, of chains and bracelets, rings, earrings, and tablets to make an atonement for our souls before the Lord. Moses and Eleazar, the priest, took the gold of them, even all wrought jewels, and all the gold of the offering that they were offering up to the Lord, of the captains of thousands, and of captains hundreds and 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken spoil, every man, every half, and self. And sons and Eleazar, the priests, take the gold of the captives and thousands of hundreds and brought into the tabernacle of the congregation for the memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord. That concludes 31 of the book of Numbers. We thank you for listening to the reading of God's word from the King James Version. Mother David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Minister friends. We will return back on tomorrow, 16 at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm
you're my.